This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Congressional lawmakers will try again to pass a new five-year farm bill in 2024, and some have already made out their New Year's wish list of what to include. We will hear more from U.S. Congress members next.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or high soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and high soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Conservative Republicans Chip Roy of Texas and Iowa's Chuck Grassley stressed in a recent letter to House and Senate leaders the need to pass an updated and improved five-year farm bill in 2024. Grassley says that money for farm programs should come from savings on SNAP payments that should be reduced to pre-pandemic levels. That suggestion is something that most Democrats oppose.
Now the pandemic's over, SNAP should go back to its pre-pandemic levels plus inflation. Then the second thing would be ensuring farm payments go to farmers with dirt under their fingernails and actively engaged.
Grassley also says that the new farm bill should put up guardrails for spending with the Community Credit Corporation, or CCC, fund.
And that's just not a hit on the Biden administration, although they have used it contrary to congressional intent. But don't forget, Trump did the same thing.
Grassley argues that the CCC has become a, quote, slush fund. Grassley also says food security is national security.
So we're working to make sure China and Russia, who like to buy thousands of acres of American soil and put our nation at risk, to keep them from doing that.
Grassley and Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin have introduced the Fertilizer Research Act to direct USDA to report on why fertilizer prices now make up more than one-third of farm input cost. You can find this story and all of our daily news stories on our website at iowaagnet.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, which delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.